predictions on Ukraine. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says Ukraine could be invaded any day, or not at all, if Russia takes the diplomatic path. Sullivan was asked about it on Fox News Sunday.
My job here is not to predict what exactly will happen day to day. It is to prepare for any contingency, including a contingency where Russian forces drive on the Ukrainian capital. We are working hard with our allies and partners on that. We are providing, as I said before, material support to the Ukrainians and trying to get them to make sure they are in the best position possible.
But Fox News has been told that some lawmakers have expressed concern over the level of defense machinery supplied to Ukraine by the Biden administration.
The United States has sent $200 million of military aid since December. Biden administration officials reportedly responded saying that if they had sent any more, it would have given Russia more reason to invade. Tomorrow, Germany's chancellor is scheduled to visit the White House to discuss with President Biden ways to avoid a crisis.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. There's been concern about a growing relationship between Russia and China. Chinese President Xi met last week with Russian President Putin on the sidelines of the Beijing Olympics. Texas Republican Congressman Mike McCall.
Afghanistan was a key moment where Putin and our adversaries like Xi saw that as a moment of weakness. The most eerie thing is to see Xi and Putin hand in hand together at the Olympics, making a pact together against the United States of America.
McCall on ABC's This Week. West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin is endorsing Republican colleague Lisa Murkowski for re-election. Manchin's crossing party lines to back the incumbent from Alaska, who faces a primary challenger supported by former President Trump. A Democrat has yet to make a bid for the seat. America is listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams had to apologize last week after video surfaced of him using a racial slur while touting his career as a police officer.
Mayor Eric Adams is just the second black mayor in New York City's history, and he's also a former NYPD captain who won the election by leaning into his police experience while championing a tough-on-crime message. Having said that, the New York Daily News released a video showing Adams making a racist slur about his experience with white police officers. The video was taken in 2019 at a private Harlem Business Alliance meeting. These comments come at a time where there is a hyper focus on crime in the city. Overall crime in New York City was up 38% in January compared to the same month last year.
Fox's Brian Yenis. Britain's Queen marks a historic milestone.
It's 70 years to the day since Queen Elizabeth II ascended to the British throne, known as a Platinum Jubilee.
Princess Elizabeth and the Duke of Edinburgh had in the meanwhile arrived at their first stopping place in Kenya.
Elizabeth was visiting Kenya when news came through on February 6, 1952, that her father had died. Britain is due to mark the Jubilee with a series of national events in June. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
A NASCAR Cup Series exhibition race takes to the track in Los Angeles. Fox's Matt Napolitano reports.
Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum has been transformed into a quarter-mile asphalt short track, and former Cup Series champ Martin Truex Jr. is excited for the opportunity.
It's going to be a lot of fun, you know, to do something new, and there's a lot of excitement around it as well. So I think everybody's anxious to get out there, get on track, see what we can do.
Drivers will compete in one of four 25-lap heat races with up to 10 cars in each contest. The top four finishers in each heat will advance on to the main event. Green flag waves in the clash at the Coliseum at 6 p.m. Eastern. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.